Item number SCP-058. Object class Keter. Special containment procedures. SCP-058 is to be kept in isolation in a 5-meter by 5-meter by 5-meter containment chamber at all times. Walls are to be constructed of 3 meters of reinforced heat-resistant steel, backed with a further 10 meters of reinforced concrete. SCP-058 is to be fed a live cow every 3 days. Maintenance is to be conducted every 60 minutes while SCP-058 is dormant and every 15 minutes when SCP-058 is active. Under no circumstances is SCP-058 to be allowed out of its containment area. SCP-058 is to be audio recorded at all times. No personnel are to listen to SCP-058 for more than 30 minutes at a time. In case of escape, facility is to be considered compromised and detonation of on-site nuclear weaponry is to commence. To date, SCP-058 has been responsible for the death of at least 159 Class D personnel and 14 agents at its current site. Description. SCP-058 resembles a bovine heart with 4 arthropod-like legs used primarily for movement and 4 tentacles of adjustable length covered with razor-sharp spines. It has a single sharp stinger on its rear with a hole for the superior vena cava would be in a typical organ. SCP-058's tentacles can be whipped to a distance of 3.2 meters at speeds in excess of 320 kilometers per hour. SCP-058 is extremely hostile and will use every opportunity afforded to it to inflict damage on its surroundings. SCP-058 has been shown to be highly resilient to trauma and should be approached with caution even when apparently incapacitated. SCP-058 is highly mobile and capable of rapid movement on both horizontal and vertical surfaces. It has been recorded reaching a speed of approximately 90 kilometers per hour in short bursts, covering distances up to 200 meters, and has the ability to accelerate from 0 to 90 kilometers per hour in less than 2 seconds. It has been shown to use its tentacles for increased leverage and stability, as well as utilizing them to pull itself to other surfaces at high speeds. SCP-058 speaks in a human voice, though no method of producing sound has been observed in its physiology. It speaks with vocal tone and accent of an elderly British male with a slight lisp and deep voice. SCP-058 talks constantly, regardless of conditions. Even when attacking, SCP-058's voice and pace of speech are unchanged. The speech of SCP-058 lacks any detectable correlation to events, persons, or exterior locations involved with SCP-058. SCP-058 was first encountered at Site Redacted as it came out of Data Expunged. SCP-058 was extremely hostile and appeared to be very agitated. Initially, SCP-058 attacked Site Redacted, which resulted in the deaths of Redacted faculty and Redacted agents. SCP-058 went on to attack the nearby town of Redacted, resulting in the deaths of over Redacted citizens and the destruction of 70% of the surrounding buildings. Post-breach analysis determined a majority of the deaths are attributed to fire and fire-related injuries, resulting from a widespread of stinger fluid by SCP-058 from a large structure. This is also blamed for majority of structural damage. Redacted by SCP-058 accounts for only 8% of total deaths, with major evidence data expunged. SCP-058 was finally contained after being crushed and incapacitated by a large amount of masonry from a building that had collapsed on top of it. SCP-058 was then extracted and reported to Redacted by agents and MTF teams. SCP-058 was contained at Redacted for 3 weeks, during which it made minimal attempts to move, attributed both to physical damage and bloating from Redacted during the initial breach incident. Testing during this period was limited, with SCP-058 still maintaining a high threat level even in its impaired state. SCP-058 breached containment on date Redacted during an attempted transfer to an SCP containment site, causing multiple deaths and injuries. SCP-058 was eventually incapacitated by Agent Redacted, who managed to subdue SCP-058 by running it over with an M1 tank, pinning it beneath the armored vehicle. SCP-058 was subsequently secured and transported to Armed Biocontainment Area 14.